USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After months of hearings and debates, the full House is ready to decide on Wednesday whether to impeach President Trump. They're voting on two articles of impeachment, and then they'll send the issue to the Republican-controlled Senate for trial. Zach Cohn is a Senate reporter for the National Journal.
Some Republican moderates that in the past have broken with the president or with the Senate Republican majority, but for the most part, it's more likely than not that every Republican in the Senate does vote to acquit Trump of both articles of impeachment.
Democrats are expecting a few defections ahead of the House vote this week. Among them, New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew. He's expected to switch parties and become a Republican. As reports of him switching begin to surface, President Trump thanked him on Twitter, calling him very smart. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The wintry weather that's hitting the West and Midwest is expanding into the East. National Weather Service meteorologist Richard Bunn has the forecast.
Monday morning's commute will be hampered by snow from extending parts across Missouri, eastward into the Ohio Valley, and even in the Mid-Atlantic region around the D.C. area. We could have a mix of rain, sleet, and some pleet and rain, as well as some snow at higher elevations.
The U.S. has responded to North Korea's demands to offer new concessions in deadlocked nuclear talks. U.S. Envoy Stephen Biegun.
Much has been said about North Korea's end-of-the-year deadline. On this point, let me be absolutely clear. The United States does not have a deadline. We have a goal to fulfill the commitments the two leaders made during their historic summit meeting in Singapore.
He says a major provocation by Pyongyang would be, in his words, unhelpful. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A major U.S. city is climbing back from a cyber attack. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with details.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says the city is entering what she calls recovery mode after the cyber attack forced her to declare a state of emergency last week.
When we talk about recovery mode, it's about building, like you're building a new house. And this is as it relates to our technology within city government.
She says 4,000 computers and 400 servers are being cleared one by one and data is being recovered. City leaders said they were able to act quickly, limiting the damage done by the attack, which followed similar attacks recently in Baltimore and Atlanta. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An actress that played a protester has been arrested in real life. USA's John Hunt has more.
Jane Fonda continued her weekly tradition of protesting on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, but this time, Forrest Gump's mom, Sally Field, was there, and she left the event with Capitol Police in handcuffs. Field, along with environmentalist Winona LaDuke, urged people to get out of their comfort zones and fight the climate crisis. She said it's time to get out and scream loud, because if you don't do it, no one else will. The protests are centered around a different theme each week. This week, they focused on jobs, communities, and traditions from fossil fuel-based industries to make a cleaner world economy. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.